I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This next episode, I had the opportunity to share my gift with Kiera and Yvette. What was very interesting throughout the session, what I learned is that Yvette wasn't even going to be in the session today. And the validations that were given by Kiera's son were just unbelievable. And once again, I find myself saying, when we struggle the most or we feel that we're losing our faith or we need something to believe in, spirit comes through for us. I hope you will enjoy this amazing, healing, faithful episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. So we have Kiera?
Yes.
And?
Yvette.
Nice to meet you. Appreciate you guys joining me today. So, have you guys ever been to a medium before?
No, actually, this will be my first time.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I do ask if someone has been to a medium before is because I feel that it's important because I feel that mediums were different. We're not better than another. We're just different on how we communicate with the souls of the departed, how we receive our information. And also, I want you to understand on what I choose to use my work for. I go into this explanation so you understand, because it is something that I struggled with for many years. So I choose to use my gift for healing. The other thing is that I'm just letting you know what's already happening, that I'm, because when I give my speech, that's my sign to spirit that I'm ready to work. So when, once I start to enter the other side, I start to lose my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And it's almost like spirit, like almost like propelled me up so much quicker than I normally would rise to the other side so quickly. So it's not something that typically happens. So I'm going to say your loved ones are extremely excited about today. That's hard for me to say that to you because losing a loved one is not easy. And I think that it's important that you know that your loved ones are present. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I believe that my wish for the both of you and what I'm able to do as a medium is to validate for you that all those things that go on around you that remind you of your loved ones that have died, to know that that is them. Those are the little hellos from heaven that spirit gives us these gifts to validate that that soul bond can never and will never be broken. So as I started to enter the other side, there were several souls present. How do you connect with the number 5? The month of May, the 5th of a month?
May 7th, my uncle died years ago.
That's okay. You have to understand, what I was shown as I started to give my speech was that we had a very unexpected departure. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that there was questions. Then again, this is how spirit made me feel, that you were afraid that the soul might not be at peace. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what I did is I asked souls to step forward first to validate that they are all together, even souls that you did not expect to come through today. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So were you here for support for Kiera?
Yeah.
Okay. How would I know that? It validates for you, Yvette, that your loved ones, even though they didn't know each other here in the physical world, they are connected because you are connected here in the physical world and our loved ones' souls are connected on the other side. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And where does the dad come in that's departed?
My dad is departed.
Okay. So know that your dad steps forward and your dad just looked at me and he said, I have your most precious gift safe with me on the other side.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Did you just get like a chill or like a warmth feeling through you?
Yes. Yes.
I asked your dad to first validate his presence and that you have your most precious gift safe with him on the other side. I asked them to move through you so you could feel them. Yeah. You know what you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Know that that is their soul. Did you lose a child?
Yes, I lost my son.
Your son? So know that your dad brings him forward.
Ooh, I can feel the chills. Oh my God.
And I feel that. How do you connect with like the neck or like here or like down in here? See, when spirit makes me feel physical things.
It could have been where he would happen, but I didn't know. I didn't want to know. So it could have been that.
Okay.
Oh my God. She knows. She knows. Oh my God. No.
Kiera, this is so that you know that there are no questions, that your son's soul is safe and at peace with God. Do you understand that? That is the only time they make me feel certain things. Do you understand that? And
yes.
I don't have, and I'm going to say this, your dad made me feel like that you... It's still hard for you to talk about the way that your son died. You know what? That's fine. We don't have to talk about anything. We don't have to say anything. I want you to be able to feel your son's soul. I want you to be able to celebrate his life, who he was, and don't allow the way that he died to define who he was. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He just looked at me and said, please tell my mom that I did not suffer when I died.
Okay.
Because he snapped his fingers at me, which is my symbol for
suffering. I keep thinking he suffered. I keep replaying it in my head.
Okay. I want to say several things to that. When souls say to me, let my loved one know that I did not suffer to my death, it means several things. It means either we did not find them right away, or we didn't get to them, or we feel that by the time someone got there, because he also shows me that even if they got to me sooner, I would never have survived. Do you understand that? And I'm going to say this, something happened because he hits me in the back of the head.
Oh God. I can't take this. I didn't know, but I kind of knew because what the detective said, but they didn't tell me exactly where because I didn't want to know.
I never wanted to tell her.
Kiera, this is important because I want you to realize that I want to explain to you why they spirit also makes me feel certain things. Do you understand that?
Yes.
This is to give you the gift in knowing that he did not suffer. Because when a soul, and this can happen no matter how someone passes.
Oh my God.
But we're going to turn this around so you understand also, because I want you to understand what my signs and symbols also mean as well. Do you understand that? That no matter how someone passes, when they immediately hit me in the back of the head, it could be the way that they died or what caused the initial blow, whatever it may be, but it validates that the soul immediately left the physical body. It means okay. that they did not suffer. So even if you go back and because, look, parents are not supposed to bury their children. And especially to leave the physical world in a very tragic way. Mm-hmm. When this happens, you might just close your eyes and like visualize what it's like. I want you to stop and say, but I know that he did not suffer to his death. His soul is with God and he's with my dad.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
This will help you hopefully to make it a little bit easier in that moment. So you can soothe your soul in some way. Is he your oldest child or your only yes. son? Because he's yes. he's kind of funny. He looked at me and he's very suave. He's like, yes. you know, Teresa, I was her favorite. You know, yes. there's nothing like the first.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. He was my firstborn, my only son. And he thinks he's the favorite. Yes.
So, and that's something else that you can add to this. Do you understand that? In saying, mm-hmm. but he knows and he showed his personality yeah. of how he was and knowing that he is my favorite. And it's not so much about a favorite. There's something different about your firstborn. You have a yeah. different bond with all of your children, right? So know that he says, Mom, mm-hmm. I need you. Mm-hmm. To take this with you, that my okay. soul is at peace with God. And I don't know if you feel that there's more to your son's departure or there are things that might not have been brought to justice. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Because he keeps telling me, let the justice be that my soul is at peace with God.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know, did he not... like have a strong faith or is it something that you didn't really talk about?
I did. I talked about it with him a lot because he was not into it. So it's like I wanted to put that on him just Perfect. In case.
So you know, because he made me feel like he didn't have a strong faith, like or
right.
didn't really understand. I'll use the importance of embracing a faith. Yeah. Whether it be going to church every week or just saying a daily prayer. So even though he might have had those struggles,
right,
his soul is with God. Do you notice rainbows?
I did see one maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Know that that was a gift and a sign from your son. Because he said to me, I asked him to validate that I interpret it correctly. And he said, tell my mom the rainbows are from me. Now, rainbows really aren't that cut. You know, everyone connects with spirit differently.
Mm-hmm.
So know that whatever it is that you sense and feel that is odd or weird, mm-hmm. or you're like, oh, that's odd. Know that that's from your son. And he just said to me, he goes, Teresa, she knew that that was me. She literally yelled out my name when she saw that rainbow and thanked me. Is yep. that correct?
Yeah.
Now, yes. you're the only one that knows that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Validating for you that your son's soul was with you at the exact moment you saw that rainbow. And I want you to realize with signs and symbols, it's not that your son is a rainbow. It's
I know what
his
you mean.
Soul got you to notice
Look
it.
Look at it. Yeah, yes. I saw it. Yeah, when I seen it, yeah.
To validate that that is him. And if his soul was not with God, he would not have been able to do that. There has to be something. You say daily prayers for him. Again, he showed me things in my frame of reference. So he kept showing me like a novena. He kept showing me like the Our Father and the Hail Mary. So I don't know if that's something daily or you made up your own prayer to him.
When I pray, I always say that I hope he's okay with God and I'm
okay.
I pray that he's with God, and even though I have a strong faith, I just be like, please let him be with you, and I do that every day.
So know that your son hears those prayers.
Okay.
know that his soul hears them. I love how it's almost like in the, these are, we're just like a few moments into your reading. And your son, I feel, has already given you exactly what you needed in this moment today to feel and to know. And he also just said to me, he looked at me and he goes, you know, Teresa goes, there's some days that my mom forgets that I died.
Yes.
I like because she still can't believe that I died.
Yes. I'd be in the bathroom like, no, you are not gone. I literally be in the bathroom by myself like, you're not gone. This is not real. This is not real life.
So know that your son's soul is with you at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. And wanting you to know he may be gone physically, but his soul hasn't left you. Mm-hmm. Your son's energy is extremely strong. I don't feel he's gone that long. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So his soul is so strong. So what that is my symbol for is from the moment his soul left the physical world and the physical body, his soul entered at such a high level on the other side. Because a lot of times a soul might just enter. It just means that the soul has to learn more lessons. Your son made me feel like he is an old soul. So whether if that's something you would always say about him. And he's validating that because I feel like his soul is just so strong. Because as I'm talking to him, he's like showing me like four and five symbols at one time. Because he also showed me, he laid me in a bed and he said to me, my mom feels me when she sleeps.
Yes.
So.
Yes. All the time. All the time when I'm asleep. It's mostly when I'm asleep.
Know that that's your son's soul. Letting you know that he is, and he's very funny. He looked at me and goes, you know, Teresa, my mother says to me every day, come to me in my dreams. Come to me in my dreams. He goes, and I come to her in her dreams and then she wakes up.
Yes. I'd be like, I can't physically hug you. Can you just come in my dreams so I can hug you? I always say that all the time.
So know that even though you might not, because look, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I just don't connect with spirit in that way.
I say it to him all the time, come in my dreams.
So know that when you say that and when you feel and you know that he was there, you might not have seen him, you might not have felt it, but you feel something and it's almost like you can feel someone sit at the end of the bed. You can feel someone lay next to you and there's nobody there, right?
Yep.
Know that that is your son's soul giving you a hug. He made me feel like that you have like mixed emotions about keeping his clothing.
Yeah, I do.
I want to hold on to it because I don't want to let it go. I feel like I'm getting rid of him.
Right. That's exactly how I feel.
Okay. So know that he says, look, maybe it's you take out all of the favorite things that you want or that you would like to keep. Maybe you have other, maybe friends, family members. Is there something that you would love of his? Then if you want, maybe make something out of that clothing. A pillow, a teddy bear, maybe a little quilt. Then your son goes to me, goes, my mom can't make nothing like that, Teresa. I said, well, there are people that do that. He's like, that's a great idea, but she can't do that. But that would be like him, right? To have, we're having this tender moment. And then all of a sudden, here we are kind of making a little funny, right?
Yeah, that's him.
So know that, and again, this doesn't mean that this is what you have to do, but know that whatever you choose to do with his clothing, he supports the decision. That's what this is about. That's it.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Now, do you have the tattoo in memory of your son?
I don't.
Or were you talking about getting it or wanting to get it?
We were talking about it, but...
That's fine. This does not mean that you have to now get it. It's just validating that his soul was present for the conversation because he keeps showing me his name and then he puts it on my arm. That's just my symbol for that someone was going to get a tattoo.
I have his name on my arm.
Okay.
I already have his name on my arm right here.
Okay.
Yep.
So know that this does not mean now you have to go and get a tattoo. You understand that? It's validating knowing what you have. And more importantly, was present for the conversation. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Your dad just stepped forward. And he said, please tell my daughter that I am so sorry. I am so sorry for everything that she has to go through and that she has gone through. He says, I am also sorry because I wish I was able to be there more for her.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
When a soul, Kiara says that they're sorry, it means that their soul had to relive their life through our eyes. They had to feel what we felt by their actions, non-actions. Fair enough?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So know that your dad says, for that, I am sorry. And I wish I was able. I'm going to make a statement, but you have to place this on how it fits on what went on during your childhood. You understand that? He says, I am sorry I was not able to be the dad that you needed me to be.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
He says, so I need you and want you to know that I have your most precious gift safe with me on the other side. And I feel like your dad is bragging about your son to me. He's like, do you know what this boy could do? And he's like, show me all these things that he accomplished, what he did. And he's so proud of him. Your son keeps talking to me about the music. So is there something with music? Did he like music, love music? Did he write music?
He did. He did. He would play it while he was in the shower.
Everywhere.
Soon as he get in my car, he would play music. Let me see your aux cord.
And, but wait, this is what he just said to me. He goes, and my mom would always tell me, lower that. What do you got to play that music for? He goes, now, Teresa, she listens to the music that I love to listen to.
Yes. I will always tell him, lower it down. It's too loud. You got it too loud. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
These are the moments that I love because there is no way that I would know these things, right?
Right.
So know that even if we might not understand it, we still can't conceive and really understand that he's physically not here anymore. His soul is front and center, letting you know that you are and always will be a great mom. He says, and I don't ever want you to forget that. You have other children, is that correct?
Yes.
Did somebody write something in memory of him?
I'm not sure. I didn't. I'm trying to.
He said to me, yes. Okay. So when spirit shows me like a yellow piece of paper and they like write their name on the top of it, it's my symbol for that somebody wrote something in memory or in honor of them. So I don't know if it was, you know, you might talk to other members of the family or even just friends and say, did you ever write?
His dad said he did. His dad said he did. Yep. He told me he did.
So know that he knows and wants to thank him for that. And can I also ask you this? Did your relationship with his dad become stronger since, or did you guys become closer since his death?
Yes.
So know that he says, I know of that. And he says, and I'm glad to see that you both can love, honor, and respect each other to help you through this extremely heart-wrenching time. And he says, Mom, I'm proud of you. Because it's almost like, I've never had this before, so you're going to have to interpret it on what has happened in your life. He made me feel like any anger, disappointment, frustrations that you had with someone, you've been able to kind of take that, put all of that negativity to the side,
yeah,
and allow their presence to comfort you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And there is no way that I would know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Validating that your son's soul knows that. And if his soul was not safe and at peace with God, he would not be able to do those things. Fair enough?
Absolutely. Yes.
Validating all of the positive things that have gone on since his death.
Mm-hmm.
He also says to me, do you kind of question the way that you buried him or laid him to rest? Because he says, I want you to know that how you laid me to rest is fine.
I left it up to his dad's side of the family because I just couldn't.
Okay. Let's hypothetically say if you look back and say, oh, I wish we could have did this. Maybe we, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It was perfect. Do you understand
right.
that?
Yes.
He says, I need my mom to know that... It's almost like even if, I don't know why he wants me to say it in this way, even if you made him stay home or even if you made him stay with you, I need my mom to know that that doesn't mean that I wouldn't have died that day.
Oh my God, I say it all the time. I should have just had him at home.
Okay. He says, Mom, when that happens, I want you to remember me telling you this. I don't want you to carry that burden of feeling that you could have or should have been able to prevent my departure. You know, and then he keeps showing me the other side of a coin. You know, and sometimes we don't realize, especially, you know, when we have these tragedies, these unthinkable tragedies, because mm-hmm. your son then looked at me and goes, would you ever think that this is how I would die?
I know.
Never.
I know.
It's like it's something that you see in the movies.
Yes.
He's very like nonchalant about the way he's telling me this. He's like, Teresa, he's like, you ask my mom, what if I did stay home with her that day? And let's just say, he goes, and she's going to say, oh, there's no way that this would have happened. He says, but who's to say? Because no one ever would have thought I would have died this way. Mm-hmm. What if I asked you to drive me somewhere or take me somewhere?
That's what I said. I said, why didn't he just ask me? I would have took him. I would have drove him.
But what if you did? And what if, let's just say, somebody ran a stop sign. Somebody ran a red light. and we were in a car accident and you were driving and you survived and I died, where would that burden or guilt lie then? And then he looked at me and he goes, Teresa, he goes, I understand that in no way, shape, or form that this is now going to make this easy for my mom. He says, but I'm hoping that by me telling her this, it'll make it a little bit easier in knowing that she always did everything for me. He goes, I know that my mom would have moved Mount Rushmore if she could for me. He said, and that's the thing about my mom. She was always there for us and would do anything for us. But I insisted that day, no, Ma, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Yes, all the time.
So know that your son says, Mom, I need you to please be a little bit kinder to yourself. And this is so hard for me to say this to you because I understand, you know, as a mom, like that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to protect our children. We would do anything for our children. But he literally looked at me and said, Teresa, this was not in my mom's hands. This is not anything that we ever thought in a million years would have happened, could have happened.
Yeah.
He says, so I want you to remember that there's always another side of a coin. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Did you have a miscarriage or a termination?
I did have a miscarriage years ago.
I asked your son to validate it, and he stepped forward and held a blanket, which is my symbol for that the child did not get the opportunity to walk here in the physical world. To know that the souls are together. That even though that soul did not enter here in the physical world, that soul dwells on the other side with God and your loved ones. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Did you think it was a girl? Or did you never give it a thought?
I know if I always had another child, I wanted it to be a girl. I always said that. I always said I want another girl. Because boys... I always would say, I want another girl.
How do you connect with trees? Was there a tree planted in memory of your son? Is there something about trees? Or is he placed by a tree?
Not that I can think of.
So when I say something to you and we don't connect with it, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And spirit shows it to me again and again. That's my symbol for where they want me to show more meanings for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this might not only be for your son. Maybe it's for someone else. Maybe it's something that was coming up. So when they show me a tree and a bench, that's my symbol for that somebody thought about and wanted to do something in memory of them. If it is not any of those things, I don't know if you have a picture of your son.
Did you? I've been looking for his though.
Okay.
The stuff for his plot. Mm-hmm. But that's about it.
Okay. Just because we don't have... So now we're back to... Remember when we talked about his final resting place earlier?
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to interpret it this way. Even though we do not have a headstone in place, it's okay. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want... Eva, to get something like very elaborate, like it's almost like, because he keeps showing me this big black headstone with his picture on it and a saying on it. It has like a lot of things on it.
No, that's what I was looking at, something like that I see, you know, where I could put his picture, some things, some words about it, of him on it.
Okay. This does not mean that's what you're supposed to get. It's validating that his soul was with you at that exact moment. Now, how were you connected to Kiera? Because I feel like he refers to you as a mom as well.
That's my nephew, my brother, his father, my brother, oldest brother.
And you were very close to him, correct?
Yeah.
So now we understand about bring up on how I was laid to rest. And you had mentioned earlier that your his dad's side of the family
Yes.
Made the arrangements. And here is his dad's sister sitting in the reading. I didn't know that. Right? And saying that even though, but he made me feel like you were like a mom figure to him. Validating for you, knowing that his soul was with you when you were looking at these headstones. Just because we don't have anything, I'll use the term so elaborate, or if we don't get something exactly what we want, or if we wait, he says it's fine. I don't want you to feel that you have to get something now. Do you understand that, Yvette?
Yes.
Because I just feel it.
Oh, my God.
Oh. These are the moments that get me. That just, I mean, how, there is no way that I would know that.
Right.
You didn't even know that that's the way she felt, right?
No, no.
And this is not the first time that he brought up something like this. So know, Yvette, that the way that he was laid to rest, he wants to thank you. Don't feel that we need to get a stone or the marker immediately. Do you understand that? If you need to wait, then wait. He says, but I don't want you to settle. He keeps showing me this like a wooden cross or something. So did you place something there, though? Or is there something there?
Pooh placed something there that says week. After she left Antwerp, she posted flowers there.
He says, it's fine. He says, I am so sorry that I have left everyone with it's almost like this hole in their heart and their soul. He says, but I'm hoping that knowing that my soul is with God and that I am okay, that I am not suffering on the other side. And that I did not suffer to my death. And he looked at me and said, Teresa, everything happened so fast. I didn't even know what was happening. He goes, I didn't even have time to be scared. He's like, it happened so fast.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Let me ask you this. Did somebody go back to the place where he died?
My boyfriend did.
Okay. And because he made me kind of feel like he was trying to figure out like what happened. Or he was like looking for things at the scene.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did he take something from the scene? I don't care if it was a piece of glass, if it was a leaf, if it was a rock.
I'm not sure. He may have.
Okay. Validating that his soul went with him.
And he did spray paint Kennedy out there.
He spray painted his name out there.
Knowing what he did and knowing that his soul was with him at the exact moment. Because it's almost like I made a makeshift memorial like where I passed or where the tragedy occurred.
Yes.
How do you connect with the number three? Were there three people with him that day, or?
They're involved. It was him and two others.
Okay. So three people.
Yes.
Okay. And I almost feel like this, it was a crazy thing that happened. It was almost that something got out of hand. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Because he just looked at me and he says, just tell my mom it was a misunderstanding that got out of hand. I don't know what that means. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He goes, and just let that be.
Okay.
Just let that be. Do you sometimes hear him call your name?
Yes.
Okay. Know that you're not crazy. Know that it's not your imagination. Know that it's not wishful thinking. Know that that was his soul letting you know that he is with you at that exact moment. And I don't know what it is, but he does like to tease you guys, because he now he's telling me, he's going, yeah, my auntie, she wasn't even going to come in this reading. She wasn't even going to do this today. She was very hesitant. I go, what do you mean? He goes, she wasn't sure about you, Teresa. I go, me? I go, little old me? And he started looking at me and he's like laughing. So whether if it was you weren't planning on coming or being a part of it, or if it was a mm-hmm. last minute thing, whatever it is, it validates the conversation mm-hmm. that his soul was present. Who was just looking at baby pictures of him?
Well, I took all his pictures there today before Kiara came.
So know that his soul was with you when you did that. How do you connect? Do you connect with a dove or white doves or angel wings or white feathers?
Not that I can think of.
I don't think white I know of is my dog.
Well, look for something like white feathers, or if you just happen to notice white angel wings for mm-hmm. no reason. You're walking along, you find a white feather, you see a white butterfly. And I asked your son, I said, why does it have to be white? And he says, because white is a symbol of God. He says, and I want my family to know that my soul is with God. And now I know why it was important, Yvette. The first thing I saw, he was bringing forward souls from your side of the family that are all together on the other side, even though he might not have even known them. He was greeted by the souls that left before him. Now, did I ask you, it's your grandmother, Yvette, that has passed?
Yes, my mom.
Do you remember her? Was she very strict?
Yes.
Because she is, you just sit there, you behave, you do, like, literally making me feel like she's like, don't worry, I'm going to teach him.
Yeah, she was.
But that's the way she would be, right?
Yeah.
But now I feel like she's telling him, like, how to be, and then she's like, wait, let me make you this. Now she's cooking for him. Now she's making him all these special pies. She's making him all these special dinners. But that would be her, right?
Yeah.
Validating that all of the souls are together. Now, Kiara, did you find things of your son's when he was a child? If you had something that he made in school, because he keeps showing me all these boxes. And I go through this box and I find, I don't know if they still do this, but when I was in school, we used to make these awful like ashtrays or like pen holders out of clay.
Yes. When I had moved out of my old apartment, a lot of his old stuff from when he was younger, I ran across.
Okay. Yes. So know that his soul was with you at that exact moment. Okay. There's something very polite about your son. I looked at him and he literally said to your grandmother, Yvette, he says, I have the best manners. And I watched his soul walk up and he walked around and he stood right here next to me. And he said, Teresa, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to let my family know that I am at peace with God. But I feel like that's him. So yes. Polite.
He is
right?
Very polite. Yeah.
It's not something typical that a soul will show me. So know that if you take nothing from this experience, know that his soul is with other loved ones, and more importantly, that he is with God, and that he did not suffer to his death. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And let the justice be that my soul is with God.
Okay.
Was he very close with one of his cousins?
Yes.
Because he showed me like they used to have this special handshake or hug that they used to do when they saw each other.
Harry Carey. Wow.
That's how he chose to end his reading. Was with that special handshake or hug, or that how they used to greet or leave each other. And no matter what we struggle with, how sometimes we do lose our faith, mm-hmm. he gave us that back today. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with the soul of your son and your loved ones that have passed on. I hope these messages bring you the faith, the comfort, and the peace. And more importantly, I hope you felt your son's soul today.
Yes. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Kiara Cousins, Richmond, Virginia.
And I'm Yvette Dulleston from Richmond, Virginia.
I was looking forward to my son coming through, and he did. I would say it was amazing. I got a lot of questions answered. I feel a relief. Mm-hmm. Everything that I was looking for.
It was good. It was emotional. But yes, it was amazing.
When she said the number 3 and when she said certain things that he said that I say when I'm by myself, that was like, it was really hitting home when she was saying certain things that he was saying that I say to myself or that I yell out. When I yell out his name, when I just go to myself and can't believe that he's passed and I'm like, this is not real. The number 3.
Come in your dreams.
The coming in my that when he comes to my dreams, when I ask him to come in my dreams, I do that all the time. I always ask him to come in my dreams. Always.
When she stated the music thing.
And when she said, he said, I always have to tell him to cut it down. Yeah. Every single time I'm telling him to cut it down. You need to cut it down. He turns it up to the highest notch and I'm like, cut it down. You're going to blow my speakers. Cut it down. So it was a lot of things she said. Mm-hmm. I feel a sense of relief knowing that he didn't suffer. I replay him suffering all the time to the point where it makes me physically ill because I just keep thinking that he was suffering and just worrying about where I was at. Like, I just think that he was just laying there suffering and it haunts me. Like, so to know that he didn't suffer and that he's with God, those two things bring me the most peace. I don't want my children to suffer in no way. That was haunting me the most.
I feel better now that Kiara feel much better because that was my main concern, worrying about her, knowing that she tried everything, you know, did everything she could do as a mom. So I'm just glad she got a sense of relief now.
This, for me, it confirms, because even when you have a strong faith, you start to question it when something like this happens. So to know that he's at peace and with God, that's the biggest thing that I'm taking away. As long as he's okay and at peace, I can deal with living the rest of my life until I see him again. Well, I just want to thank you all. It was an amazing experience. So happy that I got a chance to experience it. I'm a big fan of Teresa. I've been watching her for years, and this reading was everything that I expected, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.